Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Counsell, and this is Financial Friday. Listen, we are still talking about the key components to unstoppable confidence. What does it take to really have unstoppable confidence? When you understand how valuable confidence is to your success when it comes to goal achievement, launching, relaunching a project or a program or a business, whatever it is you're doing, then you will want to know these key components. On Designing Your Life Today, we are going to address empowerment. Now, we hear that word empowerment, and we don't really understand the impact that it has over us as human beings. When you understand what empowerment really entails and what it's all about, then you will want to constantly do what it takes to stay empowered, feel empowered, and be empowered. Empowerment is not just about being motivated. And I'm going to share some information with you today about empowerment. Over the week, this past week, I've talked to you about experience as a component of unstoppable confidence, perception, and of course, yesterday we talked about decisiveness. If you have missed any of these shows, please go back and listen to these podcasts. They are in our archive, so feel free to go to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com and you can listen to the podcast over and over until your heart's content. Also, we have a really neat feature on our podcast now. If there's something that a particular, let's say, message or a quote or something that I've shared on the show that you would like to share with someone else, you can now share a clip. So you can send them the entire podcast, which that would be great, or you can just take a little clip out that segment and send it to that person, and maybe it will inspire someone and motivate someone and get them going such that they achieve their goals. This is why I like doing the show. Our goal is to help you reach your goals. That's what being a goal achievement strategist is all about. Now, of course, today I am going to really explain empowerment in a way that you will understand the importance of staying empowered. All right, let's get right to this. When you are unstoppably confident, there's kind of a powerful difference between, say, you and the normal person or the normal population, I should say. Those people who don't have that unstoppable confidence. So there is a distinct difference. And the distinct difference is control. The person who is unstoppably confident, well, they have more control over their environment, over their emotional state, over their beliefs, and ultimately over their actions. And that's a really important part. And this is really the simple difference between people who are empowered and people who are not. People who are empowered don't make excuses. People who are not empowered, they have lots of excuses as to why they haven't gotten something done. So it really is important that you work to stay empowered, because a big part of being empowered is about having control over your destiny, over your actions, and all of the things that you believe in, and whatever move you're going to make next as it relates to what you do for a living, what you do in your relationships, what you do for yourself, your body, and everything that you do. All of this is about how empowered you are. People who are not empowered, well, they will do things that are counterproductive to their own success. So this goes beyond just being motivated. People who are not empowered have all the reasons why it's impossible to be, do, or have anything. And those who are unstoppable, have that unstoppable confidence, they realize that everything they want to do is really within their own control. They don't make excuses as to why something isn't getting done or why they think that they can't do it. If they don't know how to do something, then people who are empowered, they realize that there is another person or some people or some other resources that will teach them exactly how to get it done. And that's what it's all about. So you really want to think about empowerment in terms of having that kind of control over your own destiny and guiding your life in a direction such that you will get the things that you want. And we're not talking about things that are of a covetous nature. We're talking about things that you are willing to put forth the effort to achieve. So when we talk about things like wealth and having good health, this is something that you're going to have to earn on any level. It doesn't matter. If you're going to have these things, you really gotta up your game. So the truth of the matter is, people who are empowered, they think that this vast universe is perfect, and they think that everybody on the planet wants to help him or her achieve his or her dreams. And if you say, well, you know, that's just being naive, because this world is not the best place. You know, there are things that are going wrong. There's lots of crime. There are just horrible things that are happening to people. And we've got natural catastrophes that are taking place. So they're living in a fantasy land. Well, it doesn't mean that people who are empowered don't realize that there are challenges in life, because the truth of the matter is, empowered people feel empowered to do something to make things better. But what they believe is that whatever journey they're on, whatever their goal is, their purpose in life is, they believe that if they operate within that true purpose, that whatever they need, whatever the resources are that they need, whoever the people are that they need to connect with, that it's going to happen. So I want to make sure that I make that part clear, that it's not about thinking that everything's coming up roses every single day. The difference is, they don't focus on the doom and gloom of life. They recognize that there are things that need to be fixed or rectified or changed or improved upon. They recognize all of these things. But once they make that acknowledgement or that recognition, then they set about the task of making things better or improving things or changing things that need to be changed, such that it allows all of us to appreciate this world that we're in. So they see the universe as a whole as this vast body that's connected on an energy level, to the point where it will bring them whatever it is they want, be it them looking up in the sky and hoping and wishing for something or saying what they want. They believe that when they say it out of their mouth, it's just a done deal. And so this is the difference between empowered versus being disempowered. People that are disempowered, they believe that there's no way out, that everybody's bad, that everybody's against them. They want to play the victim. And as a result, they get the life that they see. So that's really what this is all about. And the truth of the matter is, we talk on this show about universal principles and spiritual principles that exist, and spiritual principles are unbendable. And I want to make it clear that when I talk about universal principles and spiritual principles, which are one and the same, I am not talking about religion. Religion is a man-made concept, and periodically I like to say that on this show to remind people that religion is a man-made concept. It's someone created that, a human being did. But the spiritual laws that exist, these are things that are spiritual, yet at the same time can be almost all of them, not every single one that I know of, can be proven scientifically, or they can be demonstrated by actions and the return of that action. Having said all of that, I'm going towards the law of reciprocity, which is a universal law. It's listed under universal law, but it's also a spiritual law. You reap what you sow. So the law of reciprocity, it says, in order for you to fulfill your dreams, and you're going to have to help other people make their dreams come true. And that's just how it works, because when you put something out and you're helping someone else, which means that you are actually fully operating in your purpose without being selfish and self-centered, then that you're going to get the rewards, because the universe works for and rewards those who serves others, because you are now stepping into your real reason for being here on this earth. The greater the energy that you put forth, and this is something that I want you guys to kind of take away from listening to today's show. The greater the energy that you put forth, there's that word, energy, the greater the energy that you put forth, coupled with the service that you provide to others, the better the results you will enjoy. So in other words, if you are in your purpose, and this is why sometimes people who operate within their purpose, and they say, well, I know I'm called to do this, but I'm not getting what I want. I'm not making the money that I want so that I can sustain myself, so I can stay within this calling. The reason why is the first thing that I mentioned, the greater the energy that you put forth. You have to find a way to put forth more energy. And this is not about exerting yourself physically to the point of exhaustion. That's not what that's all about. What this is about is putting forth energy and a kind of the kinds of energies that will allow you to be so empowered until no one can convince you that this is not something that you're supposed to be doing. And of course, we're talking about things on the side of good. And in other words, you're so confident. Confidence is an energy. You're so motivated. Motivation is an energy. You're so excited. That's an energy. You're so filled with love as you start to do things that you know will help someone else. These are energies. Joy, energy, the strongest of strongest, joy and love. So this is why it is important for you to recognize that empowerment is not just about being inspired, or it's not just about you being motivated by something someone has said to you. It is about you really understanding that you are supposed to take control over your destiny. Recognize that destiny that you want and go for it without fear. So the greater the energy that you put forth, coupled with the service that you provide to others, then the better the results that you're going to get. So when the question to ask yourself, and if you go back to our show, the five most important questions to ask yourself, then you are going to discover how you can become more empowered. I gave you five very powerful questions that will cause you to shift your energy, to shift your thinking, and to ultimately shift your life. But just for the sake of argument, one of the questions that you want to make sure that you ask yourself is, how may I be of service to others today? Now, you want to get the other questions also, because they work together to really cause that amazing shift that you want to make. So if you're not making the kind of money that you want or you've been expecting, if you don't have that wealthy life, and when I talk about wealth, you get to decide what that is. I'm not here to decide what wealth looks like to you, because wealth looks like something very different to all of us. But whatever wealth looks like to you, then the key lies within those five, the answers to those five most powerful questions, and also in your ability to be empowered, which involves, of course, being in control of your own destiny, your beliefs, control over your emotional state, how you respond to things, and really just how you rally to the cause when it comes to your life and delivering something great into the lives of others. Now, when you ask yourself, how can I be of service to others, you're going to experience a paradigm shift of great proportions, because the minute you come up with that answer, you will be empowered. You're going to feel that empowerment and what it means to be empowered, because all of a sudden, I don't know how it works for everybody, but I can tell you, the minute that I discovered what it was how I could be of service and what I could share that would inspire people and empower people, then I realized that, wait a minute, this is empowering me to the point where I feel like I have control over my destiny. And we're talking about after recovering from the economic downturn and moving upward, onward and upward with life. So you really want to get the full understanding of what it means to be empowered. You know, the thing about being empowered is empowered people, they simply have more choices than disempowered people. Not because they were born with more, not because they have a silver spoon in their mouth, and not because someone handed them things and gave them things and made their lives easier. You know, I've had people tell me how lucky I was, and I think about that when they say that to me, and I go, you know, I was raised by my grandparents, and I loved my grandparents, and they were great, so I didn't have a bad life growing up, so I couldn't even begin to fix my mouth to say that. However, what kid doesn't want to be raised by their own parents? So you got some emotional issues going on right there to begin with, and self-esteem issues, confidence issues, and I could go on and on with the list, but it's a waste of time when it comes to my own personal life, because it's about overcoming these things and moving forward. And I simply mention that to say that, to illustrate that when I talk about becoming empowered, I want you to understand that it's not about who your parents were, or it's not about, even if you don't know who your parents are, which of course I did know my parents, but even if you don't know your parents, it's not about any of that. It is about you making that decision that you are really going to become empowered and recognize that you have control over your own destiny starting today. People who do not allow themselves to find other choices available to them, they're most likely to become empowered. So when you start to talk yourself out of all the things that aren't available to you, you feel more like a victim. You feel like you can't get your head above the water. You feel like you can't outgrow something. You feel like you can't outdo something. You feel like you can't overcome anything. You feel like you're stuck. And you keep wishing and hoping and wishing and hoping that someone will save you. And I can assure you, no one's going to save you, not to that extent. And even if someone walked up and gave you $1 million, as this has been proven time and time again by people who've won the lottery, who said, if I could just get this money, it's been proven that once they get the money, they go right back to being broke. So I want you to understand that empowerment isn't just about, it's not about just money. Okay, this is Financial Friday, and yes, we're talking about wealth. And see, what happens when you get true wealth, you sustain it. Notice it's not just money, because money, it comes and goes, but wealth can stay for as long as you would like it, because people who are empowered acquire wealth as a result of becoming empowered. They become more resourceful, and as a result, they open their own world up to having more resources, and they stay in wealth mode pretty much, well, for a lifetime, or as long as they stay empowered. So people who do not allow themselves to find other choices, those are the disempowered. And listen, if that's you, if you say, wow, that's me, I think I'm stuck, I think I'm closed in, know this, you're not stuck, you're not closed in, you can come out of anything that you want to. And know this, that any pressure that's being put on you now, on your emotional life, your physical life, any of that pressure, it is because it's trying to push you forward to your own greatness. But it's up to you to make that decision. This is where your empowerment comes in. So by now, I hope you figured out that empowerment goes far beyond just being motivated. You know, always, it's so important to always contemplate the number of choices that you have in any given situation. And you want to do your best to generate more options. See, when you think you don't have options, then you don't. And then you become disempowered. And then you become a victim. And people push you around. And believe me, they will. But when you realize that you have options, and you start to kind of cut those strings of people who are kind of who become your puppet master, and they're pulling your strings and telling you which way to go and what to do, and you make the decision that, wait, I have options in life, then all of a sudden you're going to feel more empowered. Perhaps there's an option in any situation that you might be dealing with and you haven't thought of it. And there might be, it might be the most perfect option of all. So open your mind, because I'm going to tell you, if you want to have more, do more, be more, whatever it is you are going for, then you're going to need to examine your options such that you can feel empowered and feel motivated about your life. So the object of the game is to learn to add more options to your life. And I'm going to share with you in a moment some questions that you can ask yourself to generate more options when you're presented, when you feel like you only have just a few options. anytime someone offers you, for example, someone tells you that you have no choice, the first thing, you don't have to prove anything to them, but I want you to say to yourself, you know what? Forget that. This is a whole huge world, first of all. And secondly, a vast universe that's filled with so many different options, and anything is possible. And so the thing about that is, when someone tells you you have no choice, then no, immediately tell yourself, I have choices. And I want you to start to figure out how you can add more options to your life. And if somebody tells you that, hey, I'm going to give you two choices, pick one. Then you know what? Still, don't feel like you're boxed in. Take that moment and ask yourself if there are any other choices that you have not examined or thought of, or that they have not offered or they have not mentioned. Is there anything stopping you from choosing both options in that case? If someone says you have to pick one, you know, really kind of think outside the box and expand your mind. The more options you have, the more empowered you are, which means you will have a greater chance of success. So this is how you, people who seem super excited all the time, it doesn't mean that they don't have challenges. It just means that they have chosen to stay on the side of empowerment, because they realize whatever it is they're in, they're going to come out of it and they're going to be just empowered to do so. Now, here are some questions that will help you generate more options when you feel like you don't have any options, or you feel like, well, I've only been presented with two options, but there's got to be something more, and you don't know which one to choose. First of all, you want to ask yourself, what's stopping me from doing both or all of these, accepting all of these options that's being offered to me? The second one, you want to ask yourself, what other options haven't I examine yet? So you want to find out, what options have you not taken a look at yet? And the third one is, are these the only options that are available? See, you want to pose these questions, because one thing about your mind, it's brilliant. And when you program your mindset to be one of abundance, one of openness, one to receive, then you're going to get better answers than you ever thought you could get. Now, I want to say something about disempowered people as we start to wrap up for today. Disempowered people simply find themselves to be lacking choices, and they're thus compelled to act on their own addictions, if you will, or I should say their victimization. Okay, in other words, they feel compelled to allow people to victimize them, or they feel compelled to stay within a certain circle, and because they're connected to these people or to whatever this thing is, and this thing could be food, because they feel like, this is my only way out. This is the only way I can feel better. Is I have to overeat or something like that. So you really want to take a look and see if you fall into that category. Because here's the beautiful part about it. Even if you do, you can come out of it just like that. I mean, in a snap, okay? While you're listening to this podcast, you can come right out of it. So disempowered people, they just think they don't have choices. So how do you come out of it? You realize, first of all, that you have lots of choices. You want to remind yourself that no matter what the situation may be, even in times where there's apparently a lack of choices, or that you have no solution, the truth of the matter is there really is a solution. You know, change is constant. That tells us in and of itself that there are solutions to things, that nothing is going to stay the same. Now, how it plays out for you, that part's going to be up to you and your resourcefulness. Well, how do you become more resourceful? You become more resourceful by connecting to the ultimate source. People don't like to hear about that, because they think this is all about religion. And that's why I like to remind you that this information that I'm sharing, this isn't about religion. This is about energy. This is about aligning yourself with what's more powerful than you, your creator. And when you can do that, now you're going to become more resourceful, because you connected to the ultimate source. When you connect to the ultimate source, then all of a sudden a whole nother world is going to open up to you. This is not something that I'm saying that I read from a book. This is something that I'm saying because I've experienced it and I know it to be true. When you realize that you have a lot more solutions, then you're going to do something very differently. You're going to become empowered. And if you keep this belief, or when you keep this belief, as you go through life, you're going to find that you have an enriched sense of control over your life that escapes most people. And one final thing as I wrap up for today, when you find that you're around people who are disempowering, then you know what you want to do? You either want to kind of take charge of that situation by seeing if you can inspire that person or those people. And if you can't inspire them, you know what? You've got to cut your losses, and you have got to empower yourself and pick yourself up and look for the solution. Because here's the beauty. And you say, well, I don't want to leave anybody behind. Well, here's the thing. When you become stronger and people see that you've become stronger because you've become more resourceful, you've become more empowered, you're now using this empowerment, your newfound empowerment that you have, one of the things that's going to happen is they're going to look at you, they're going to see an amazing example, and now they're going to develop the confidence to move forward with their own lives. As you continue to launch or relaunch your business, I want you to pay attention to all the situations that you have. And we're not talking about looking for unpleasant situations. The very situation that you're in now where you're making, let's say, money hand over fist. Look at that situation even closer, even further, and say, you know what? Where else? What other streams of income can I create from this particular situation, or from this stream of income that's already streaming? How can I create some branches to this, and which will create some more streams? So this is what I'm talking about when I talk about being empowered. Look at your entire situation, and especially if you're relaunching, you definitely want to figure out ways to create multiple streams of income. Why? Because when you can do that, now you're going to get exactly what you want. And this time around, you are going to really kind of just be off the charts with your numbers, and you're going to forge ahead, and you're going to go upward and onward, and you are really going to, well, do life with power. You're going to have an amazing life. You're going to have an amazing business. You're going to be an amazing example to so many people that you connect with in life. And one thing, if you're relaunching, everybody loves the person that never gives up. So if you regroup and then you relaunch, then you know what? You want to stay empowered. And you stay empowered by realizing that you have solutions. And one thing about realizing that you have more than one solution and realizing that you can take control and you are in control over your destiny, you're not as afraid as people who think that they don't have any other options. You have options. So be empowered. That's going to give you unstoppable confidence. Okay, next week we are going to be back with more about unstoppable confidence, but I can assure you, you do not want to miss our next topic, because it is going to be one of our most important, and it's going to connect to a lot of the other things that we are doing. And next week we're also going to announce some of the winners of our giveaways that we've had this month. We're going to see who've registered. That has closed as of September 15th. So if you missed that, well, you missed it, but we have another one coming up soon. So we will be announcing that. And I will say this, for the please tell us what you think when you go to our contact page, that's ongoing. Now, that one did not expire on September 16th. So if you have a topic you want us to talk about, something you want to learn about, then by all means, go and go to our contact page and post your information there, and we will take a look. And when we do our drawings, for every three that we get, then somebody's going to win an Amazon.com gift card. And yes, you can win more than one. Okay, you guys, that's all I have for you. Have a great weekend, and do life with power. Stay tuned for the highlights. Hey there again, Power Achievers. Thanks for listening to Designing Your Life Today. Listen, join our Powered Up Nation on Facebook at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Also, make more connections with me, Pat Council, on all of my other social media pages. That's Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram. Hey, by the way, tweet about our show on Twitter and repin some of our free goal posters from Pinterest designed to help you visualize and affirm your awesome destiny. Tune in to to Designing Your Life Today daily to get a fresh perspective when it comes to your personal success, your business success, and your all-around goal achievement. I am your goal achievement strategist, and I'm here to bring you information and strategies that will get you the best results. Get ideas and points of clarity from my Design a Lifestyle blog, and go to designingyourlifetoday.com/resources for the topic of the week. Be a power forward person. And you know what? Help grow our show by giving us a rating on iTunes or Stitcher and Stitcher, either or. And finally, feel free to download as many of our shows for listening or sharing with a friend, and check out our show notes for the highlights that you